Recorded Books presents Speedrunning the Multiverse, Book 4, A Lit RPG Cultivation Adventure by Ad Astra 339. Narrated by Graham Halstead. 249. The God Hunter, 1. 2 days later. "I'm not an invalid," grumbled Dorian. Sure, he might have been halfway mummified and hogtied to a sickbed, but fate's healing elixirs had worked wonders. At first, after Yama's God King Chi ran roughshod over his insides, he would have put his odds of survival at a coin flip. But now, after chugging fate's most potent healing elixirs day and night and letting his torch dragon bloodline do its work, he was nearly feeling like himself. All the gold chi in him had been rounded up, neutralized, and expelled, leaving a few patchy holes in the tarp roof as they went. His insides felt strangely itchy, and his spleen somewhat tender, but besides that, he had no complaints. He couldn't seem to get that across to Gerard, who stood at his side wielding a giant glass instrument purportedly used as a medical device to measure vitality, but which could easily double as a torture device for prisoners of war. Hell, strapped in and tied up as he was, Dorian even looked the part.
"Please, stop protesting, my liege," said Gerard, holding it aloft. "This will only take a second."
"Must you shove it up my nose?"
"It is for your own good," explained Gerard.
Gerard Jr. burped smugly on his shoulder. That toad went wherever Gerard went these days, to Dorian's great chagrin.
"Other orifices are possible, but you would find them even less comfortable. Unless..."
"Nose is fine."
"Very good, sir. Hold still. You should feel a small pinch."
Dorian sighed, laid back, and submitted to his fate. He watched the instrument approach with not a small amount of trepidation.
"Hello!"
A head poked through the tent flaps. It was Fate, or rather the top half of him on a flying carpet. For a man missing half his body, he seemed in good spirits.
"Hey,"
said Dorian, his voice made nasal by all the glass in his nose.
"Oh-ho! What's this?"
said Fate.
"Gerard's doing a checkup."
Then it felt like a hot nail was being driven into the center of his skull. He howled, fists clenching.
"And done," said Gerard.
He checked the readings on the instrument as Dorian keeled over, gasping. Gerard Jr. gurgled in satisfaction. The mean little turd.
"Oh, is that necessary?" Dorian croaked. "I've been hit with torture devices less painful." "No, not strictly," said Gerard, wiping down his instrument. "We could have done a simple nasal swab, but it would have been slightly less precise. In matters of health, we should always seek the best evaluations." "Ah, as expected, your levels are perfectly normal."
"Thanks," hissed Dorian.
"Of course, it's my pleasure to help, sir," said Gerard, without a hint of irony. He even gave a little bow.
Said Fate, unsure.
"May I come in? Is now a good time?"
"Go on," sighed Dorian.
The flying carpet scooted astride inside. Fate wore a conflicted look, which put Dorian instantly on guard. Fate's default expression was beaming. Fate's confliction was anyone else's distraught.
"I come bearing news. News good and bad. First, the good. I've just had a very pleasant chat with your brother, Dorian. He seems to be in good spirits."
"Shame."
"Eh?"
"Apologies. Go on."
"Ahem, yes. The bad news is what he said. Namely, that we appear to be in a bit of a pickle. Jez has found new strength. He's resorted to torturing the God Kings under his possession."
Fate swallowed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?